Okay, Wednesday night or the Yud season. Okay, Meikar Adin, when a person's about to bench, and we're putting aside now, let's assume there's no Mayim Achronim, because when he washes Mayim Achronim, so very possibly a lot of the dim I'm about to say changes. But let's say there's no Mayim Achronim, he doesn't wash Mayim Achronim, he's not washing Mayim Achronim, and he says, okay, let's bench. Maybe there's a kos, he says, get the kos and let's bench. Maybe he just says, let's bench. So the din is as follows. There's something called the Hesach Hadas. He's Mesiach Das from the meal. So to drink, he would certainly have to make a bracha. He could drink, but he would have to make a bracha. And then, of course, he'd get into the problem of a bracha achrayna. But right now we're talking about bracha rishona. And to eat is a machlokes, because people a lot of times tend to reconsider and eat, and for eating it's a machlokes rishonim. And there's two shitas. The Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas here. The Bir Halacha ends up saying that even if you just misiach das in your mind and you didn't say okay let's bench, so then you should not eat, because there's a suffik bracha. You know, some say it's like drinking and you should not, and you should make a bracha. Some say it's not and you should not make a bracha. So it's best to refrain from eating once you announce that we're ready to bench, and therefore mitzat suffik brachas, you should not eat, because it's a suffik, you should make a bracha. But it seems that the achronim, later achronim, say that people nowadays, you know, people are always changing their minds. They get clear. They're more less steady, less firm in their opinions. So it's more likely they really say that, and therefore it's more likely that it's not a real Hesach Hadas, and therefore you could eat without a bracha if this situation occurs. I'm not saying you should be. Can be soymuch on this, but this is a svar in the achronim that people are not firm anymore. They don't really mean what they say. And they just, certainly, though, it's true. A lot of times, someone will say, "Okay, let's bench, get the coast. We're benching, she'er hamalos," and really, he just wants people to let's go, let's bench. He's just being mazaras everybody to go bench. It's not a real hesach hadas from the achila. It's just more of a zeros. Okay, let's bench. So there, if that's the context of, okay, let's bench or get the coast, we're benching, I think if the context is one of zeros, not necessarily one of what we call Hesach Hadas, then you could probably rely on that. And if you want to eat something else, something comes up, you could do it without a bracha rishayna. And then, of course, if it's something that you have to make a bracha rishayna on anyway, in the middle of the meal, so of course you have to make a bracha rishayna, of course. If they bring out now this ice cream I made, I forgot to serve it. So anyway, you have to make a bracha on that. So that's not the issue. We're talking about something, obviously, that you don't have to make a bracha on during the meal. And we're talking about if you have to make a bracha because of Hesach Hadas. So these are some of the rules. That exists. Okay. Learning Chavis Halvodas, learning Shaar HaKniya, and Perek Rishon talked about Kniya being a shiftless anefesh, feeling of lowliness. He's going to elaborate as the Shaar goes on. Where does this feeling of lowliness come from? Why don't you feel? Why do you feel lowly? Why do you feel submissive? Why do you feel humble? Why do you feel that the story in Perek Aleph was that he didn't even feel that I could take nekama from someone? It's talking about a melech, and the melech said, "You're like, I don't feel chashuv enough to punish the person that rebelled against me." Okay, now Perek Sheni, he talks about where does this come from? Avobir chelke hakniya, who? Shekniya techolik l'shlosh halakim. There are three types of kniya And he'll be talking about in the Shar the third type. The first type, Echad Mehem, is a kniya that's not healthy, an unhealthy kniya. Chayil es ha'odom, it includes a person sometimes, for Rabbi Mimine Balechayim She'ena Medabrim, and most animals. What does that mean? Because Hashem was gozer that we rule over animals. So you could have a person, let's say, leading a cat, leading an axe, you know, plowing a field. Now, the axe is much stronger than the person. And if you would ever chap what's going on, he would turn around, throw the person off his back, and like step on him. But the animal feels shuffle, says the Chavis HaLov. He doesn't talk about that it's a Gezeres Hashem that he should feel shuffle. It just means he has no reason to feel shuffle. He could kill, you know, he could make mincemeat out of the person in a very short matter of time. But he doesn't, because he feels shuffle. And there's people like that also, that they really have no reason. This is what we call low self-esteem. And they really have no reason to feel shuffle. But they feel shuffle because there's something wrong with them. Or in the case of the animal, I say it's Gzeiras Hashem. Hudalos ha-nefesh, it's a feeling of loneliness. And you feel like no self-worth. The sivlo ha-hezek, and therefore it accepts things happening to it, really you could, you know, not let it happen. You could stand up against it, but you know, okay, you know, you don't have the oomph to stop it. You feel okay, you know, I probably deserve this to happen to me. Nesechlusa, because it's foolishness. Bofani dechiyaso, he can't take, he can't summon up the strength to, like the animal. The animal can't summon up the whatever it takes to turn to the person and say, hey, like, wait a second, like, why are you leading me? Like, I should be leading you. And the zeyim and aksilim, these are the foolishness of people, shebe b'nei odom, v'ami ha'aretz, nemi yudiyosom, they have no feeling of self-worth. They don't realize their worth and value. This is a self-imposed kniya. But really it's not kniya. I don't want to call it kniya. Hudalos ha-nefesh, it's an illness, it's a mental illness, it's just a feeling of no self-worth. The ivrona, and its blindness to its person's own qualities. Or the animal, okay, the sichlus akoveris olav meiraos mashiyesh bo takanosa. He doesn't even, you know, he can't get hold of himself and fix the matzah that he shouldn't be suffering from the matzah. But he doesn't have the inner strength that it takes. Kamosha Amar Posukin Iyov, ki libam tzofanto misechel alkein lo seromein. So that's not really kniya. Kniya is when you recognize your worth, and then you are shafel. And so he'll talk about that. That's vis-a-vis Hashem, which we'll get to. Okay, we'll stop here.